The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Amanda Lahotek. The Nittany Lions are hosting this year's Big Ten tournament and closed out the season with a 29-23 record and a 14-9 mark in Big Ten play. As the number 4 seed, Penn State earned a bye and will play on Friday against the winner of the Nebraska-Purdue game. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
If you could please open with a statement, and then we will take questions from the media.
Our statement is that, you know, obviously we're hosting for the first time in program history. We're really excited. We have sold out of season tickets, so hopefully the environment will be one that all the student-athletes in the Big Ten remember. We're excited to support it for Penn State softball. We feel honored and privileged to be the 4 seed for the first time in many years, and we think it's going to be a great tournament, and we're excited to get started on Friday.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we will take questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Dean Linky with Big Ten Network.
Coach, congratulations on just an amazing season. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, last year when we called your game, you talked about just being in the process. You weren't really focused on wins and losses. At least that's what you said, Amanda. Now you're at number 4. Clearly, just a true success story that we're all excited about seeing, particularly in front of your hometown fans. Where are you with that process that you discussed last year as now the number 4 seed and having so much success?
You know, I actually still think we're right in the middle of the process. I think we came into the season with a lot of high expectations, and I actually think I failed as a head coach and got away from the process a little bit, and I think that's why we struggled in February. So we kind of dialed it back and went back to focusing on Penn State softball and what we do well. It's really, you know, after the Hofstra series is really when we took off. So I think lesson learned for me that, you know, what we do best here is just focus on ourselves. But we're still learning. It's a work in progress. You know, we've had some hiccups lately, and, you know, but I like where we're at. I like where we're at in the process, and hopefully it can all come together this weekend.
What's your prediction on how noisy it's going to be when you guys play?
Well, we've had a couple sellout crowds this year for the first time in program history, and it was deafening at some points. You know, I think it was an accident how they built the field in the fact of the acoustics on the field. You can kind of hear everything, so when there's a lot of people, it's really loud on the field. So hopefully we hear a whole bunch of We Are chants, and our fans have been awesome, and hopefully we, you know, play hard in front of them and make them proud.
Can't wait, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Steve Rydek with Omaha World Herald.
Hi, Coach. Just wondered, you know, don't know if it'll happen until later Thursday, but what would it be like to face the team from your home state if Nebraska does happen to beat Purdue on Thursday?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I think I would be lying to say it would be really kind of a cool experience. You know, that is my hometown. I'm very proud to be from there. My whole family's from there. You know, it's kind of amazing. In my entire career as an athlete and as a coach, I've never competed against Nebraska. You know, so I love that opportunity. And it's an opportunity that comes out of great respect for Ronda Revelle, Lori Sipple, Diane Miller. I've known them, you know, most of my life. And so the opportunity to be on the field with some of those coaches is something I've been greatly looking forward to. And it's on our calendar next year. I didn't think it would happen this year. So it's an honor. You know, I have a bucket list of coaches I've always wanted to coach against just because of the amount of respect I hold for them. And Rhonda's, you know, she's on that bucket list. So to maybe have that opportunity at Penn State rather than at Nebraska would be pretty special for me.
Thank you.
And as a reminder to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you have 7 seniors on this year's roster. What does it mean to have that senior leadership and have the tournament right at home?
It means everything. You know, you're only as good as your senior class, really. It's kind of what we say, and they've been great. They've been with us for 3 years. You know, when we took over, you know, their sophomore year, and you know, kind of working on changing that process and the culture and how we play the style of ball that we demand them to play. And our success is really based solely on them, you know, their ability to buy into the system, their leadership, to get the younger kids to relax, to understand the process, to mentor them through the grind of travel, grades, all of that. So for the seniors to have that, and for them, you know, none of them have ever been to postseason. So for them to have that experience of their first 2 years not having winning seasons in their junior year, now the senior year with the success that we've had, that they have been instrumental in building, for them to, you know, play at home one last time in front of their home fams and, you know, one of the biggest tournaments in their eyes, is really neat.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.